This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was watching the World Series yesterday in here, and I had a thought, because sometimes I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have thoughts.
Do you ponder things?
Well, I was watching the pregame, and you know, they had A-Rod and Jeter mm-hmm. and Ortiz up there.
Yeah.
And I wonder, do you need those guys on your playoff coverage? Like, do you care? Because that's a great panel in mm-hmm. terms of pedigree.
Sure.
But I found them to be very uninsightful, just the little part that I was watching.
Yeah.
Not that, I mean, those guys know more about baseball than anybody. Well, maybe they don't, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Like the pedigree and the
there's a lot of World Series rings on those hands and
yeah.
guys that understand what it's like to be in the moment.
So, of course, I trust their opinions, but they weren't that good. And I was like, do we really need, like, does it have to be Tom Brady?
No.
Or can it be?
I've said this a million times. Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I love, Ryan Fitzpatrick is 10 times the analyst that Tom Brady is. And Greg Olsen, who's a fine tight end, but Greg Olsen's not one of the best tight ends of all time. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. Greg Olsen is a much better play-by-play analyst than Tom Brady. And so, yes, I totally get where you're coming from. I do not like when just because you're a Hall of Fame player, you get the big analyst role. Couldn't agree more. It's nice in those big moments, to have people that have been in that moment, because I can sit here and tell you what it's like to play in college football, but I can't tell you what it's like to play in a national championship game. I can't tell you what it's like to play in the Rose Bowl. I've spent some time in the NFL, but I can't tell you what it's like to play 10 years in the NFL. But if you give me someone that's done those things, but they're crappy at it, I'd rather have someone with lesser experience or lesser pedigree, but's better at the job. But that's usually not the way it works. We usually give it to the guy that's got the biggest name.
Well, but all three of them, though,
sometimes you get both, and you get, I think Alex Rodriguez is really good.
Yeah. Jeter's pretty weak.
Yes.
I don't know.
They're all too generic and vanilla.
Yeah.
It's not just real analysis. It's like, hey, this guy's good. I played. I know. Like,
and I get all three. I don't know. I think it'd be cool to have one of them up there, mm-hmm. but then also have, like, I think back to Inside the NBA.
Yeah.
It's like you have Kenny, who wasn't the best player. He was a good player,
yeah.
but he was not the best player. He's just articulate and the basketball guy. Mm-hmm. And then you have Chuck, who's kind of the goofball,
yeah.
who happened to be a really good player, but he's more on there for personality. And then you add Shaq, who was the guy that's been there, mm-hmm. you know, that's won the rings,
yeah.
which is, that's a good mix. And then,
yeah.
you know, it's like, I wish broadcasts did more trying to find that dynamic rather than just pile on Hall of Famers
yeah.
and hope that they're good.
Well, like the Thursday night crew, the Amazon crew, it's got that because you've got, you know, I think the NFL does a better job of that than others.
Well, who's on the, because
well, you've got,
we're always working.
Well, yeah, but you've got You have Ryan Fitzpatrick. You've got who's the Rams offensive
line? Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah, Andrew Whitworth is on there. You do Richard Sherman gets on there. And you look at some of the analysts now. Travis Kelce Jason Kelsey's making the rounds, and he's a Hall of Famer, but it's an O lineman. Ryan Clark was a solid player, but Ryan Clark wasn't the best to ever do it. And I think Ryan Clark, Dan Orlovsky does a lot of analyst stuff for ESPN. So I think football. I think football more than most does a better job. Certainly college football. Dude, college football, there's a lot of guys that weren't even, like Joel Klatt was a bad college quarterback, and Joel Klatt's like the voice of college football. Kurt Herbstreit was not a good college quarterback, and he's the face of it.
See, so I just like guys that are more entertaining. You know, like Good Morning Football on NFL Network?
Yeah.
That show's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to be for everybody. It's an NFL show, but it's just entertaining. Yeah. And one of the guys on there is freaking some MTV Real World cast off.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean,
I don't care. He's fun.
He's fun. Well, that's the Pat McAfee, although Pat McAfee was a good punter, but yeah, I mean, Pat McAfee is a great example.
He is a great example because even if he wasn't a punter, he'd be great.
Yes.
He doesn't need the punter pedigree. I think that helps him, but he doesn't need that. He's a good enough personality on his own. So like if it's Lawrence Funderburk and Chris Duhon, I don't care. Yeah. If they're fun and good, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than Jeter and A-Rod.
I think the problem with that though is that the networks are always trying to do the perfect tightrope. Those big names they think attract an audience, and that they can't attract an audience if they don't have the big names. Yeah. When in fact, the best analysts should hold the best audience, but no one's going to tune in if they don't know who the analysts are. So it's like
catch-22.
It's a total catch-22.
Well, it's not even best analysts, it's the best show. Put together a good show.
Sure, but what I'm saying is I think often the best show doesn't include the biggest names, and so then it's not appealing to the biggest masses.
Yeah. It's true. It's, as I said, it's a bit of a catch-22 in that.
See, you think if you have a really good show, a baseball pregame show that's kind of fun and it's got some odd names on there.
I think baseball diehards will watch
doing
it,
as
but
well.
The average person is not going to tune in if they don't know who's on it.
So you don't think that does as well as A-Rod, Jeter, and Ortiz being really boring?
I think that's why those guys are A-Rod, Jeter, and Ortiz are on that show.
I think a lot
because it commands more numbers.
I think a lot of douchers like those New York bros.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They will not respect an opinion that doesn't come from a Tom Brady, that doesn't come from a Derek Jeter. That does, like, you hear this all the time. I mean, who was it recently? That just I just saw there was a Twitter thing going on where someone was dragging an NFL analyst saying that you weren't very good.
Orlovsky probably.
I'm trying to remember. Jeff Schwartz got involved in it.
It happens to Jeff Schwartz pretty frequently.
Jeff Schwartz got involved in it too. And we still have this fight. Females fight this worse than anybody. Why should I pay attention to you?
When you clearly never played.
You have a vagina. Therefore, you can't know anything about football because you never played it.
Yeah, Mina Kimes gets that all the time.
Yeah. Like,
and she's great. And that's a great example.
She's great.
She's one of the best out there.
Yes.
Incredible.
Male or female.
And so I just think that networks are constantly in this battle where, you know, to a lot of dumbasses, you have to have the name. And if you don't have it, we're not going to give you a chance. And so it's really hard for those people to knock down the door. You the best example of this is Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen has to be so much better because he's not Tony Romo or Tom Brady. And he was, and it still wasn't good enough. They still booted him for Tom Brady.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I think they worry about the brand recognition. If you flip it over and you're like, who's that guy? You're going to keep moving.
Well, and look.
Well, I think color is different than a pre and post game show.
Oh, definitely. I mean, definitely.
Well, and we do this too, like with, I got to be careful.
Oh.
Colleges want people to be on their shows that went to their school, right? Like you can give really fair analysis and they can really like you, but they want you to be one of their own. And it helps. It doesn't just help. Sometimes it's almost mandatory to be there. That's why most of the colleges, when you look at their broadcast team and certainly their color team, it is former players at that school.
Well, shoot, even the regional sports broadcasts, like all the baseball teams that have all their local guys, those teams want them to be doing constant positive PR for their organizations.
Yeah, and it helps when you know if you want to do Padres games, guess what? You're going to be a former Padres player. And if you're the
and you're not going to be critical of what they're doing currently.
No. And so that's just it's a weird business. Like we talk about like nepotism and all that and homerism and it's I don't know if there's a business that's more rampant than what we have to deal with in the sports media landscape. I think it's getting somewhat better when you see that we're getting more females that have opportunities. But even that, like if you're going to be a female, it pays to be attractive. It just does. You know, and if you're going to be a player, it pays to be a better player. But I do think you're starting to see some of that shift a little bit. But baseball does appear to be kind of old school because when you look at their panels, it is.
It's always those guys.
Well, I was flipping back and forth between the Major League Baseball and ESPN last night doing the celebration, and you know, on one, like you said, you had A-Rod, Jeter, Poppy. Was there one other? But on the Major League Baseball one, it was Pedro, and you know, again, same thing. It was Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, they've always had A-Rod and Ortiz on there.
Harold Reynolds was on there. I mean, he's a Gold Glover, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
So they've always had A-Rod and Ortiz. Why do you need Jeter? Like, you're paying a lot of money to get Jeter on there. You already have Jeter on there.
Because
you
know? Someone at a network is like, oh my God, we
got to have a Yankee.
We got to have a Yankee.
Oh, wait, A-Rod's a Yankee. Yeah.
Well, and I think those networks just say, we could get Derek Jeter. And it's like, that's like all there is to it. They just think big name, big deal.
I got to tell you, I think sports networks play it way too safe sometimes.
I don't disagree with you. I think that's their rationale.
Yeah, I get it.
And sometimes it's brutal. Like, I remember, and I love Magic Johnson. And he was on there, by the way, wearing his big Dodger leather jacket. And that dude's got Magic Johnson has one of the best personalities ever. Go back and find when Magic Johnson was doing NBA coverage. Oh, my God. It's like the worst thing you've ever seen. Emmett Smith was atrocious. Jason Witten was atrocious. I will say that if you have a big enough game, but you're really bad, a lot of times they will be like, look, man, I get your
Magic. Yeah, they move on.
Yeah, but we can't keep doing this.
All right, see the NBA TV numbers. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.